So in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Koyach, we have a fascinating thing that Moshe Rabbeinu does. And then the Parsha, it says that the Am Yisrael started complaining because they felt, they felt bad for the 250 people that died. So it says that Moshe Rabbeinu took the Ketores and he read, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron HaKohen, take the Ketores. Why? Because the Megafa started, there was a plague, Am Yisrael were dying. Aaron HaKohen took the Ketores and he put the Ketores between the dead and the alive and he stopped the Megafa. So Rashi says, where does this come from? So he says, Rashi brings, Raza Mosul HaMalach HaMovis Kashalol HaRakiyah. So the Gemara in Shabbos brings, that when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Shai to take the Torah, Malach HaMovis came and told him, you should know, if you want to stop a plague, you want to stop a Megafa, use the Ketores. Yesterday I spoke about it in Lent in Agata, what's the idea? What's going on over here? But in Halacha, there's an interesting shaila. Because comes out that Aaron HaKohen used the Ketores. He took the Ketores. He did not use it for a carbon. He used it outside of Beis HaMikdash. Not for a carbon. The Chura, doing a Ketores outside of Beis HaMikdash, is also, it's Chura, it's Eisur Karmas. So how did Aaron HaKohen use the Ketores outside of Beis HaMikdash?
Ketores is the same thing as a carbon?
Ketores is a carbon, yeah.
I'm saying it's the same thing.
Same thing. It says, and it says in the Torah, anybody who does the same thing outside of Beis HaMikdash is a curse. So how do you do that? So the simple answer is, what do you mean? Pikuach Nefesh. He needs to save Amazon from dying. So you have to do it. And this opens a very interesting topic. Because what happens over here, which type of item are we using over here to stop, to help someone, you're doing an Aveiro, you're using the Torah, but why are you doing it? Pikuach Nefesh. But how are you saving a life? You're not saving a life with conventional medicine, doing something which is called a zgula, a zguli. I mean, it's outside, it's above nature, it's supernatural. Ketores doesn't, there's no natural way to explain why a ketores stops a megafa. Something which is supernatural. So you're taking something which is a little bit above the realm of the natural cause and effects of the world. Is that something that you could do in a way with or not? And this really, the base of this discussion is a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah in Yuma says, you must speak about Yom Kippur. When can a person eat? And it says the following: Mi shenoshlo kelav shoyte, a person was bitten by a dog. Ein ma'achili moisoy michatzar kovet shaloi. So there's this gula. What do? You feed him from the liver, a part of the liver of that dog, not a the liver of a dog. But you do it for refuah. Don't do this instead of kam. For a masyo ben cheresh matir. Masim Cheresh says he could do it. You're going to feed this guy, he's sick, he's dying from the bite of the dog. You feed him from the liver of the dog. That, the Rambam says you can't. Masim Cheresh says you could. So, the Shaila is, why is Masim Cheresh says you could? Because it's Pikuach Nefesh, you have to save him. So why is the Rambam arguing? So Rashi says, why? It's not a real medicine that you can allow him to eat a Beim HaTmeh. So the Mefarshim report out the Kapis Morim, the Sefer Yom Kippurim, which is the Shemus Bar, it's the Kapis Morim, Chaviv, right? Maram Chaviv says that you have to say the Gibus of Rashi is wrong. Rashi says Tanakama holds this report doesn't work. Rashi. And explains to Nakama, the reason he says you can't use the liver, because it's an ineffective refuah. It's a myth. It doesn't do anything. So Nakama says you can't do it. Comes Matim ben Cheresh, and says no, you could do it. So that's really the machlokes. Does it work? It does not work. It is. Does it work or not work? But the Rambam Pirush Mishnah says something else. This is a very important Rambam. So the Rambam brings it. He says the following. This is really Megad to what we're talking right now. So he says. He brings the machlokes and he says the following: "Ve'ein la'loch k'amati mecheresh b'zeh shu'mati la'loch la'odom kelav shekelav ki zeh noyin mayil ela bederech segula." It works as a segula. It's not a natural thing; it's some kind of a segula. Ve'gachoyis serving kain orvi malmitzas ela berufua bilvad turma bedvorim amerapim beteva. How we say you can do chilul aderech Shabbos pikuach nefesh. Only for something which is a natural medicine, not something which is supernatural. So you can test it, something which is real. That's what the Rambam says.
How could a bad thing be a skula?
I mean, it's not a skula, it's a kameha. It's something which we know that, you know, it still has some kind of a supernatural powers, right? It's possible. Rambam says it works. Tarkava doesn't hold it doesn't work. It works. But still, you're not allowed to do any aveira for something which is not a natural way of avoiding. That's what Rambam says. So according to this Rambam, Rambam basically gives us the key. You cannot do any zigulas with something which is above, you know, we're not something which is not natural. So according to that, how do you use the Ketoris and this week's Parsha to save Amiso from death? And this really opens up a whole big discussion. Because we have, it really starts already from the Rishonim. The Rajva brings in Tshuva regarding a Kameya, regarding writing, you know, Kameya was these things, these writings they put on, you know, on the hold on the neck to do a refuah. And the Rajva says can you write a command Shabbos? He brings the Rishonim to say you can write a command Shabbos. Furthermore, the later Achronim, Marashah speaks about it in length in a few places, and in others, talking about, can you go write a kvittel to the Rebbe on Shabbos? A person is sick, and he wants to go to the Rebbe, and he wants to write a kvittel to the Rebbe. He says, you can't. Pikoch nefesh, about to die. So can have a zgula, can you rely on it? So the many want to say, based on the Rajma, and they say Maram and Chavi brings it as well, a little bit of Shmoy, the Chido says it. And the Birkei Yosef brings in the name of the Ramban and the Rashba, that they hold not like the Rambam, and they hold that you could do things which are supernatural, and it could be Oyver Aveira, even Kilo Shabbos. According to that, we understand our Parsha very well, Ketoris you can do it as well. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. The Rambam, the Parsha Mishnah, says you can't do it. So I can explain the Rambam with our Parsha.
There's a very difference, 100% guaranteed.
Oh. Okay, so that's what I want to get. So let's see. What you're saying, just to add to that, that all the chayim discuss, basically, that's what the Maharam Chavim is really arguing. Even it's not 100% guaranteed; it's 50% guaranteed. Pikuach nefesh, you do also the suffix. If you're not sure you could save this guy, can you do pikuach nefesh? The answer is for sure yes. So why you should be different? That's really why you can't just answer. It's not 100% guaranteed. Even if it's 50%, it works. It should work. So the question is, I answer the Rambam. The problem is the Rambam himself is contradicting himself. And that's also the Achronim point down over here. Because the Rambam holds in Ichl Shabbos, the Rambam says Ichl Shabbos what? He says that you could go out in Shabbos when a person needs to heal himself. He can go out of things which are zgulas as well. He could go out in Shabbos. He brings all kinds of different things. Eitim beklipas ashur because it's a butt, so people go out with the leaves, with the peels of onion and garlic. And then he brings a kameya. He can use a kameya. And all these things he can use. So the Chayyim already asked, the Rambam says to himself, he can't do it. He says he could do it. So how do you explain that together? So some want to say, the Ritvaz wants to say, the Rambam changed his mind. In Pirush Mishnayos he explained you can't do it, but then he was Chayzer boy, and never in the Halachas he says you could use supernatural things to do an Aveira to do it. So he changed his mind. That solves a lot of the problems. Some want to say it depends on the level of Isur. Isur that we talk about chutzah kovet is eating behemah tmeah. It's a lav gam. What the Rambam is speaking about in Shabbos, he's talking about going to places not which is rabbin deraisa. So maybe that's where it's a little bit more makil when the Isur is not such a big Isur. If it's a bigger Isur, you will not allow it. If it's not such a big Isur, you won't allow it.
Maybe it doesn't have to be done with the malacha. You could go to the Rebbe without having.
You could do it in a way which is not 100% malach. So, and the Chayyim discusses, some don't like this answer so much, to bring rice, the Rambam says, and things which Isur the rice as well. So it doesn't really, it's a little harder answer. There's an answer, really the one who says it in the most clearest way, is Rav Vazna, the Shevet HaLevi, the way he explains the Rambam. And the way he explains this Rambam, this really, we can expand upon it a little bit more, and really come to a very clear understanding. And the Shevet HaLevi is pointing out what you're saying before. He said, the Shevet HaLevi says, if you look at the Rambam, the Rambam is talking about, he points out that we're not so sure this works. He says, it's a very weak power. It's something very weak. That's what the Rambam says. So, and to add to what Mr. Shevet HaLevi is saying, is the Chuyuk Ketzin HaFalim. And this really belongs to Shulchan Aruch and the Siman Kuf Ayin Tes. Really, part of the questions in the Rambam is that what it says over there, But this Rama that we mentioned is mentioned also in a different way. The Shekhanah brings, Mishanash Chaka, Mutu Lil Chayshala Bifil Shabbos, have a Lechisha doing Shabbos. And then it says the person can do a Chavar, he can do some supernatural Kishuf to put together animals they're coming after. And this is a quote from the Rama. So the Rama Lechuri say you can use these things. There's a sentence here that's added. It says the following. Mishanashchum akam mutalil chashal viv Shabbos. We can do some lachash, can talk him in Shabbos. Ve'afopi she'ein ha'dovar moyil klum. Even if it does not work. That's what it says. So why are you doing it? Huil misukar etu kadushi turv da'i to'erlov. If he's not going to do it, he's going to go crazy. So it's a little bit more of a psychological thing. That's what it says. By the way, the Ritbaz points it out in the Ram before. He could say that only if psychologically it works, he could do it. But what happens in the case of a Kelev, if he knows he's eating a liver of a dog, it's psychologically it's not going to help him. He's going to be disgusted. But the Rambam here is the lashon is abish ein adover moyel klum. So here there's the famous Vilna Goyen. The Vilna Goyen attacks the Rambam very strongly, and he says, "I'm just going to read it inside." He says he brings the Rambam, and he says, he brings the Rambam says that these things don't work. These lechoshim don't work, and all this concept of called a kishuv called witchcraft, and all these supernatural things don't exist. That's what the Rambam says. Says the Goyen, Ve'hu nimshach achar philosophia. The philosophers made the Rambam make a mistake. That's what the Goyen says. Only the Goyen can say such a thing in the Rambam. And that, Ve'akan kosa shekshafim v'shemus v'lechoshim, v'shedim v'koreis ha'kolu sheker. That's what he says the Rambam holds. Avla kvayiku oiso al kotkoto, they hit him on his head, brings the whole Gemara full of Shemus Hakshafim. All witchcraft, all things are supernatural. All this, what we call, people believe in. What's the word? That you use today. People have like some kind of a, the word I'm looking for is that people have, they do all kinds of different things which are not real. They make up things. Which is not really a natural thing. So says in the Goyen, the Goyen is full of it, says the Goyen. And he brings up in rice, a lot of rice, and he says, the philosophers made the Ram make the mistake. And he says, V'chasa shalom, anybody may believe, man, I'm a kolad barim and kepashta, says the Goyen. Whenever you look at the Gemara, everything is pashtas. And l'shishmi and primis, and there is primis to it. And shalom, what the Rama means, Rami Shapiro always had to explain how what the Rama really meant. But that's what the Goyen speaks about the Rambam. The Rambam push up shot doesn't hold of this whole supernatural things. So he says, that's what the Goyen comes to the Rambam. According to that, the Shevet HaLevi makes a lot of sense. The Rambam says, really, all these lechoshim don't work. All these supernatural things don't work in the world. Whatever is natural, whatever is ritual, works. Whatever is like, something which is above nature, doesn't really work. Says the Rambam, what do you want to go and feed a guy the liver of a dog? You can't do that. It's a Yisur. It's going to help. No, it won't help. Because all these things which people believe in, that they have all kinds of lechoshim and simonim and things, doesn't work. Kishuf, all this doesn't exist according to the way the Rambam understands. The way they're going to text the Rambam, explains the Rambam. That's what Rambam holds. So Rambam says you can't do it. But what happens if you know for a fact that it works? Or even if you know 50% works, then for sure you should be able to do it to help with Pikoch Nefesh. How did Moshe Rabbeinu find out that the Keturis can save Am Yisrael? He went to Shemayim, and Malach HaMavis told him, if you're going to put the Keturis, it's going to save you. It is supernatural, but it for sure works. When the Rambam holds the supernatural things don't work, is because it doesn't work physically. Someone told the Rashi, said in the Tanakhama, he holds that's what a little change from Rashi. Rashi holds, that's a Machloikis, or Matri Kheresh, or Tanakhama. The Rambam holds, nobody holds a whole, it works. Still questions, can he use it or not? And he melee the Rambam passes. No, you can't do it. But if you know for a fact you could do it, any time you can use these things. According to that, this is what really the other Rishonim and the later Achayim that we go with the Goyen against the Rambam, that we think these things do work. So any time, all these commands and kvetos and all that, anything that you think has some kind of a power that really could work. So any time, a person can do it, even if he's not 100% sure, maybe 50%. If it's Bekoach Nefesh, a person can do Chilu Shabbos Rit. The same way you can do the Ketores to start the Magefa.
What you think will work.
Oh, so that has to be something, right? So the Chayim really discussed it. I mean, Chassidus goes speaking about it.
That goes back to psychology.
Right, if it goes, you have to go into something which has some kind of basis to it. So you have a tzaddik, and people go to the tzaddik, and, you know, there's... It's just to make up something which has no, you know, the black cat that goes in front of you, that's not something to base yourself on. But it needs to be something which is real, and then obviously there's details, several details, which the Shano discuss it, what is da'akeh moiri, when can you do it, when you can't do it. But when you get the pikoch nefesh, if it's not one of the gimel arayis, averis chamurus, it's not shuchas domim, gilu arayis, or avodah zara, so a person can do it for pikoch nefesh. Seder.